and welcome back to Football Book Club, the only book club where, instead of literary classics, each episode we read another footballer's autobiography. Less Jean-Jacques Rousseau, more Graham Lasso. And we are back with a special announcement. We got a new series coming.
Hey!
Woo! Whoa! Cool. See you then. Bye. No, we're going to tell you a bit about it. And to do so, I'm joined by the rest of the book club. As always, Jack Bernhardt.
Hi.
Natasha Daniels.
Hello.
And James Baljan.
Hello.
Yes, back together again. Back together, the gang. How are we all doing? You feeling good? Lovely
a
summer?
Classic refrain. Back together again. Back together again. That's how James starts every meeting we have.
Back together
again. And we
all
have to chant it.
At the end of the meeting, I go, leaving each other again, leaving each other again. That's how we roll. How are you doing? Lovely summer?
Lovely stuff. I mean, the weather didn't play, but we had a nice time.
Together.
All together.
Yep. All together.
Yeah, together again. Together. Side.
No. Jack, I gather you had a particularly exciting summer.
I had an interesting summer.
A newt? You found a newt?
I did find a newt. Well, a kind of newt. A baby.
Salamander?
A baby newt. A real baby. Nice.
A real baby. And a baby.
So congratulations, Jack.
This series is going to be defined by me being very tired and angry all the time, which is a bit like all series, really.
Yeah,
I'm just not over the disappointment that you didn't name her Lanezra.
I actually genuinely tried that with Valerie. I was like, her middle name could be Lanezra.
What was Lanezra?
Lanezra is Arsenal backwards.
Oh, okay.
And there's
okay.
quite a few children with that name, and I thought Jack was going to join the gang, but he did not.
Right. Sure. I think Jack saw the opening season, the opening results of the season, and was like, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe I don't want to stick this on it.
Not.
The Brentford game happened. He was like, it off.
I'd name her Brentford backwards. What's that? Droftenerb.
That's a good name. It's a lovely name. Anyway, are we excited to get reading again?
I'm excited.
Lovely stuff.
I haven't read anything. Every time the series ends, I go, now is a chance to read genuine books. I always say this to myself. I'm always like, now I'll read like Tess of the D'Urbervilles.
Derby County.
I was trying to think of one book that I could think of, and I decided to name Tess of the D'Urbervilles. Good.
This is what this podcast has done to our brains. But, well, a lot of you might remember. Let's move our brains to the beginning of last series. Do you remember that? The days of early February, I think it was, probably around then. And at the beginning of the series, we did a similar episode to this where we launched a heartfelt appeal to find us Darius Vassell's book, The Road to Persia. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Jack's had a baby. I've got bigger summer news. Sorry. Maybe not quite as big. Something like that. I finally got us a copy, guys. I've got us a copy. Just one.
Way!
One copy of The Road to Persia, which had to make its way around the group slowly as we all read it. Please look after it, because basically there are no other copies in the world. So if we lose that, we lost everything.
The book is going to be moving around the country, much like Darius Vassell went on his journey to Persia.
That's true. We need to get someone in Turkey.
Every time one of us gets the book, we should sacrifice a goat. Which is apparently what happens in the book.
Apparently. We don't know. We haven't read it yet. But anyway, because it doesn't exist. It didn't, and now we've got it. But anyway, we're going to be finally doing it. And by the end of the series, we probably all have had our turn to read it. So I'm going to call this series, The Road to Persia. There we go. That's a little subtitle.
Nice.
A nice little slogan for this series. And along this road, this treacherous road, we're going to be bringing you loads more great books too, including Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank's Jimmy, John Arnorisa's Running Man, and we're finally going to read Lee McCulloch's Simply the Best. We're finally going to do it. We promised it for a very long time. have to do it. And also, guess what? I don't know how you're going to react to this, but I may have found a fourth Michael Owen book.
Not what?
Forget it.
Okay.
When did he write this?
possibly before the other three books as well. It's a book called Michael Owen's Soccer Skills.
He's prolific.
It's
kind of,
He really is.
Have you got like his English
to talk about?
Notebook or something? How have you found this?
Yeah. It's a bit like when Perry Groves told us about that story he wrote as a child. Do you remember that, Jack and James? And he was like, can we read that on the episode? He's like, nah. All right, cool. Cheers. I realised the other day, though, we were chatting, we've done 3.5 hours worth of Michael Owen material already. So this is going to take us up to almost the 5-hour mark, God. Probably.
Oh, I mean, what's book das 5 going to be? Is it going to be the texts?
Oh, God, yeah. He had a busy summer, didn't he?
Book? Yeah. Yeah.
Tremendous, by the way.
Sniff.
Oh, Tash. Oh. How long were you? 4 minutes into the new series, you've already soured the mood, as always.
Good.
A new record. Plus, we bring in you more great guests, more special guests from the world of football, journalism, comedy, all over the place. And a very slight change to proceedings. We're going to be releasing episodes every 2 weeks from now on, with the idea we'll do one very long series as opposed to shorter ones. So episodes are fortnightly. Everyone get that? Everyone follow? What did I say?
Mm-hmm. Fortnightly.
We'll just let you know
when to turn up, Jack. Don't worry.
Tash is on it. It's every fortnight. So renew your feed every fortnight. I don't know how you get your podcast. They probably just come in, don't they? Pop to the shops every 2 weeks. Yeah.
Simply tell the postmaster to deliver
Hedwig
this
drops them
every
in.
Fortnight.
So we'll be back in 2 weeks and we'll be kicking off the series with this. Coming Monday, 27th September.
I think it might be the perfect Football Book Club book. I think it's just brilliant.
The greatest battle of our time continues. Bang! Everything goes dead mad, dead quick. We've all been following Colleen versus Rebecca.
Her dedication to the WAG life and the WAG aesthetic is unrivaled.
Well, now it's Vardy v Rooney part 2. Wayne versus Jamie.
I'll be honest, as soon as I read the first word was bang, I was like, oh, Vardy's won this.
Whose book will come out on top? This story is called Jamie and Rebecca Vardy Are Haunted by a Goose. Find out when Football Book Club returns with a two-part Vardy v Rooney special, starting 27th September.
Well, he did progress onto Red Bull after he almost died in training.
Whoa!
That's pretty exciting. That's exciting. Ooh.
That is, James, we've got your attention now, have we?
Yeah, okay. I've picked up.
That's good. That bodes well for the series. It bodes very well. In the meantime, make sure you get in touch with us on Twitter at Footy Book Club, Instagram at Football Book Club, or on Facebook. Send us what books you want us to read. Send us your author, footballer puns, chant ideas, anything. And for even more action, join the Football Book Club Club, where you receive 20 bonus episodes in between the main series episodes and a Football Book Club book mark. They're great. We've got them. I'm showing one to the guys now. They look lovely.
Beautiful.
Head to patreon.com/footballbookclub for that. Until then, we'll see you in a fortnight for Vardy versus Rooney, part 1. Book.
So thank you, gang. Together. What did you say at the start again? I can't remember.
All together again.
All together again.
Departing each other again. Departing each other again. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.